It is a very, very warm welcome once again to my friend Jasper van Vessem from Holler Trails. Hello, mate.
Hi.
How are you?
Right, yourself.
Good to see you. You never age. I hate you. But anyway, it must be all the bike riding that you do.
It's a lot of riding. Okay. Healthy eating and...
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back. A lot of holidaymakers still in Belito at the moment, so if they've never heard of Holler Trails before, give me the lowdown. Holler Trails, what is it?
Very simple. Adventure out there. Running, riding, walking, hiking. We have all the trails for you to get out there and go on a little adventure.
All right, the whole family, of course.
From whole families walking, cycling together to people training for the epic, we got it all.
All right, now how does it work? First of all, where are you? Where are you based?
We're just on the other side of the N2 and the 102, a little bit inland at Sugar Rush Park.
All right, okay.
That's where you have a trailhead, where you can buy your tickets, rent bikes, get a good coffee.
Let's have a look at that.
That's where it all starts.
Costing to get in. Let's say you're just a spectator for somebody who's riding a bike or doing their thing. Is there still a cost to get in as a spectator?
No. Sugar Rush Park is absolutely free. You can just go there, have a secure parking, walk around, see what's going on. Actually, there's a lot going on for people that haven't been there for a while. The park has changed a lot.
Okay.
A lot of new attractions.
Talk to me.
The usual jump park is there. There's a slime factory. There's a snake park. There's three trails. There's a restaurant. There's a spa. There's, too much to mention.
So, in fact, since we last spoke, things have sort of grown.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant. That's what you need, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, I bring the missus and the two kids, and we want to go on a bike ride. How does that work?
If you have your own bike, it's very easy. Get a permit, 95 rent, that's valid for the whole day.
Is that with your own bike, you say?
That's with your own bike, yeah. Okay. You can choose any trail or try to do all the trails. I think no one has ever actually done that.
Except you, probably.
It's a good challenge, I think. Maybe you should do that one day.
What's the distance if you're going to do every single trail? How far would you ride?
At the moment, we are at about 300-something kilometers.
We'll give that a miss. That's a long way.
I've done it.
Have you? Well, you're so fit and strong.
But that was easy riding. Riding on the trails, we have some really easy and accessible trails for beginners that are quite flat. But there are also some quite difficult trails with a lot of climbing. And
do you explain all this to people as they arrive at your reception? Can they have a look at the trails and see what they're up against?
Yeah, we have some maps out there, which actually display all the routes,
right,
with a comparison with all the distance, a little description of what you can expect, amount of climbing. And if people are new, we usually explain how it works.
The choice is either walking, riding a bike, which you can hire from you guys.
You can hire, if you don't have a bike, you can actually rent a bike.
Okay.
If you go to our website, hollertrails.co.za, you can make a reservation. It's holiday season, so it's not nice if you pitch up and all the bikes are rented out.
All right, so exercise and then sit down, have a nice cappuccino and a toasted sandwich at the restaurant there. Sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it can be a whole day affair, really, with the family.
Whole day affair,
Good,
yeah.
Now, we've had some lousy weather, weather for ducks, over the last week or so.
Yeah.
How did that affect your trails?
The trails in general, after a little bit of rain, it takes about 6 to 8 hours to recover. Then everything sinks away and it's riding nicely. We had a lot of rain, so I think by the end of the day, everything should be spot on. There's still the odd little puddle, but nothing you can ride around or wheelie through.
And you have guys who basically carry out maintenance on all the trails, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even during the holiday season, whenever you have a quiet moment, we usually get feedback from the riders, or if we have a chance to go out ourselves, we spot things that need attention. And
all right.
We still come out and maintain stuff.
So. Cool, young man. Anything you'd like to add on a final note today?
Trails are looking good for the next couple of days. Even on Saturday, there's no rain expected. Sunday, keep an eye on the weather. If you're planning a ride for the weekend, rather plan it on Saturday than Sunday.
And you're 7 days a week, are you?
7 days a week, from 5:30 till 15:30. After hours, there's an honesty box, so you can still go out.
5:30 in the morning, that's the middle of the night, Jasper.
No, actually, it's...
What is going on here?
It's busy at 5:30.
Oh, really?
Car park is not completely full, but...
It's like those guys that hit the gym at 5 a.m., isn't it, huh? Before they go to work.
Well, for a gym, yeah, well, it's more about efficient, but especially for trail running, it's good to be out there early.
All right, mate. Look, good to see you again. And you've still got to get me on one of those trails. It's going to happen.
One day.
One day.
This year, even.
Thank you, mate. See you soon.
Right here.